Again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches today. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Jimmy Laycock. Good morning, Coach Laycock.
Good morning.
Good morning. Certainly a tough Saturday for your guys at home, falling 46-14 to James Madison. Just give me your impressions on that game and what happened.
Well, you know, we let it get away from us. That's pretty obvious. But I think, Jay, you had a lot to do with that, too. They're very good. They're very good, and, you know, they forced us into a lot of turnovers. And, you know, we knew going into that ball game that, you know, we knew they were very good. We knew it was a challenge. We knew we'd have to play close to a perfect game, and we'd have to get some help from them in regards to some short fields and some turnovers. And, you know, we did get a couple interceptions. I'll give us that. A couple of our players made some nice plays there, but we just we gave up the ball way too much, especially there at the end of the in the second quarter. You know, when they turnovers into I think 10 points right then, and you know, got the inconsistency again on offense. We just struggled on offense. Defensively, I thought we played really hard, really pretty well.
What makes their defense so tough? I mean, you guys see them every year. What makes this defense so good?
Well, good players and good scheme. good job. I mean, they got good players. I mean, it's. Most of those guys played last year, and they're back, and they're fast, they're quick, they're aggressive, and they got a good solid scheme. Or, you know, they're sounding what they're doing, and they can line up and play. They can line up and play man free on you and shut you down. They can force the issue. They got their front four can. They can get pressure out of the front four. They don't have to bring. Stunts in order to pressure the quarterback. They're good.
We're here with William & Mary head coach Jimmy Laycock. If you have a question for him, just hit star one on your keypad. And we got a couple in queue if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
And your first question is from the line of Dave Johnson with the Daily Press.
Morning, Jimmy. I know Tommy McKee seemed to get banged up late. What's his status?
I don't know right now. We'll have to see here later on today. I do not know what his status is going to be this afternoon or this evening at practice.
Okay, gotcha. You mentioned the offense, and of course that always starts with the quarterback. Are you sort of at, I don't want to say ground one, but are you still at unsettled there, I guess I should say?
I'm still a work in progress here. We're still trying to chip away at it and get a little bit more consistent. And, you know, if it's not one thing, it's something else. When we get guys open, we get pressure and we don't get the ball delivered. And other times we have a guy there and we don't connect with him. And, you know, and we got to go and balance up. We got to take the pressure off the quarterback with our running game. But, I mean, last few weeks, I mean, we've gone against some really good defenses. And, It's been a challenge for us.
Any idea where you're going? Who you're going with Saturday?
What do you mean?
Like who's starting Saturday?
Not yet. No.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Your next question is from the line of Larry Mahoney with the Bangor Daily News.
Hey, Coach. How you doing?
Good.
Just looking ahead to Maine. What are concerns and what do you look for this coming Saturday up here?
Well, I think they do a really good job there. Obviously, they came down here and handled us last year. Really played well. You know, the one thing, obviously, you know, we've seen when you go against them, you know they're going to be physical. They always are, especially, you know, defensively, very physical. The running back, Mac, is a big-time player. There's no question there. And right, the wide receiver is a good player. And I think, you know, their quarterback, the new quarterback in there, is really doing a nice job for him. He's moving the thing around and running their show really well. And, you know, they're just a real balanced team, an aggressive team that plays hard, plays well.
What do you have to do to have success against them?
Well, we got to move the ball a little better than what we have, and we can't turn it over like we did. So those are two things right off the bat.
Thank you.
Sure.
Your next question is from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Coach, nobody in this league can offer a historical perspective like you can, and after studying Madison for a week and seeing him Saturday, I wonder if you could sort of lend some historical perspective, and is this one of the better teams in the league's history?
John, probably, yeah. I'm trying to think back real quickly here. I mean, there's been a lot of good teams here, obviously, and teams that have gone on and won championships. But I think, you know, especially given the state of their defense and their quarterback. I mean, JMU has a great defense, and Shore at quarterback is really, really good. And so, again, to me, in this league, to be as successful as you want to be, you've got to have a quarterback and you got to have defense. And they have that, and certainly got other people, you know, that fill in there. So, yeah, they're as good as I can remember.
Thank you, Coach.
Jimmy, talking about Brian Shore and how good he is, but you guys have probably did as good a job as anybody against him, 186 yards, as you mentioned, the two interceptions in the end zone. You got after him with three sacks. Talk about what you were able to do effectively to at least contain him.
Well, I thought we really did a good job. I really did. I mean, he made a play there in the early part of the game. I think we had him on third and 11 or 12 or something like that. He scrambled and just made an unbelievable play. But after that, we really did a good job containing him. And, again, we worked extremely hard during the week, and our scout team quarterback, Ted Efter, did a great job so far as pushing our defensive front people in that we wanted to get pressure, but we had to maintain the perspective of where he was and contain him. And I thought our guys, other coaches on defense, really did a nice job preparing our guys, and our guys up front really did a heck of a job getting to the quarterback, getting to him, and also containing him and keeping him from scrambling through, because he's very, very dangerous moving around the pocket, breaking contain.
We've talked about quite a few guys on your defense, but one of the guys we haven't is Mike Barta. Had nine tackles. I think Todd's second on the team in tackles, and I had one of those two interceptions. Talk about his play Saturday and what he brought to you.
I thought Mike really played well. I mean, Isaiah Lasser, who normally starts back there, was out with an injury, and you know, we knew Mike. You know, Mike has been kind of in a backup in a special situation role, and he jumped in there as the full time and played the whole game, and he was in the right place at the right time, obviously for the interception, and made a good play there. But his ability to tackle and come down when he should, defend when he should, I thought he had a heck of a game.
All right, Jimmy, thanks as always for the time here this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, take care.